Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we see how the Bible changes and transforms our thinking. And yesterday we heard a story about a man named Balaam, who'd been paid by a king to pray a curse against the Israelites, because the king was threatened by them. Naturally, God said no. God intervened. Balaam probably wasn't expecting an answer. He wasn't expecting God to actually speak to him. He was just kind of used to using gods and using gods as an idea to make money, and using the idea that he might be able to influence those gods to make money. But now suddenly, the God was actually talking to him and saying no to his plan. Well, Balaam tried to ignore it, tried to keep in the king's good books and not quite contradict God's will, and so God put together a little plan to kind of catch Balaam. Here's what happened.
But God's anger was kindled because he went, and the angel of the Lord took his stand in the way as his adversary. Now he was riding on the donkey, and his two servants were with him. And the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand. And the donkey turned aside out of the road and went into the field. And Balaam struck the donkey to turn her into the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path between the vineyards, with a wall on either side. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pushed against the wall and pressed Balaam's foot against the wall. So he struck her again. Then the angel of the Lord went ahead and stood in a narrow place, where there was no room to turn, either to the right or to the left. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down under Balaam. And Balaam's anger was kindled, and he struck the donkey with his staff. Then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to you, that you have struck me these three times?" And Balaam said to the donkey, "Because you have made a fool of me, I wish I had a sword in my hand, for then I would kill you." And the donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your donkey, on which you have ridden all your life long to this day? Is it my habit to treat you this way?" And he said, "No."
Now there's some humor in this story. Balaam is usually paid to be spiritual, to look like a holy man, to look like a man who has it together, who controls the universe by controlling the various gods. That's his reputation, that's what he's used to. And now, here he is being schooled by a donkey. Yes, a talking donkey. I told you the story was going to get a little bit weird this week. God uses this donkey to talk to him. Now before you think that's impossible, remember already in the Bible we've had a snake talking, we've had a burning bush talking. God can do what he wants. If God wants to speak to us, he can speak to us through a booming voice from heaven, or he can speak to us through a donkey. If he wants to humiliate us, I think he'll choose a donkey. They're not a very noble animal. They're a little embarrassing. Think about the donkey on Shrek. This is what God uses to talk to Balaam, because he considers Balaam to be a bit of a donkey himself. Whether it's Shrek or Pinocchio or any number of stories, donkeys are used to embarrass people. They're considered obstinate, stubborn, difficult animals to deal with who don't listen. And I think that's part of the message that God wants Balaam to figure out. You aren't listening. You're stubborn, you're obstinate. Listen to me, I'm the God of the universe. That's what he's hoping Balaam will get out of this encounter. God wants Balaam to see that he's not listening to God. That he claims to be so spiritual, to have this relationship with the divine, and he's got nothing. He just pretends. He just acts like he knows God or the gods. Now suddenly he's faced with the real, one true God, and he tries to run away, and God sticks a donkey in his way to show him that he's basically being a donkey himself, that he's being rude, he's being obstinate, he's being stubborn, and he's not listening to the God of the universe who's actually chosen to speak to him, even though it's bad for business, even though Balaam was asking for the opposite. God is going to have his way. So, what happened next?
Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his drawn sword in his hand. And he bowed down and fell on his face. And the angel of the Lord said to him, "Why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out to oppose you, because your way is perverse before me." The donkey saw me and turned aside before me these three times. If she had not turned aside from me, surely just now I would have killed you and let her live. Then Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned, for I did not know that you stood in the road against me. Now therefore, if it is evil in your sight, I will turn back." And the angel of the Lord said to Balaam, "Go with the men, but speak only the word that I tell you." So Balaam went on with the princes of Balak.
So God reiterates that Balaam can go. He can go with the king's men, but he is not to do anything other than what God tells him to do. He's not to do anything that will just make him money, that will get him in the king's good books for the future, even though he can't do this. No, he is to do only what God says. He knows that Balaam was going to trick him earlier. He knows that Balaam was not going to be true to his word, that Balaam was going to be sneaky. And so he used this donkey and this angel to show him that the world Balaam sees is not the world as it is, that Balaam wasn't even seeing what a donkey could see. It's all meant to embarrass. It's all meant to show him that he's not really a spiritual man at all, but a fraudster, a spiritual fraud. Well, that's difficult stuff, and we'll look tomorrow at what that means to us today. Can we be spiritual frauds? But first of all, here's a question for you to explore and think about yourself. In what ways are you like or unlike Balaam? Have a good time thinking about that one a little bit. How are you stubborn? How are you refusing to listen to God? Think of all Balaam's qualities and think of how they appear in your life. Discuss it with some friends, maybe. Have a good discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow.